week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the July 9th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off with Egyptian football star Mohamed Salah, who had a big game for Liverpool as the English Premier League champions recorded their 30th victory of the season. Salah scored twice and created Liverpool's third goal in a 3-1 win at Brighton. Salah opened the scoring 6 minutes into the match when he finished a crossing pass from his Guinean teammate Naby Keita. 2 minutes later, Mo Salah's neat touch set up Jordan Henderson to curl the ball into the left corner of the net from outside the penalty area. And Liverpool's final goal came on a header from Salah in the 76th minute. The Egyptian striker now has 19 goals for the season, putting him 3 behind the EPL's top scorer, Jamie Vardy of Leicester City. Gabon and Arsenal star Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang is second on the EPL scoring chart with 20 goals. In Wednesday's other Premier League results, Manchester City thrashed visiting Newcastle United 5-0. The Algerian Riyad Mahrez scored his 10th goal of the season for Man City. Sheffield United edged visiting Wolverhampton Wanderers 1-0 with John Egan getting a stoppage time winner. And Jay Rodriguez's goal gave Burnley a 1-0 win at West Ham United. Now let's go to Florida, where Major League Soccer ended a 4-month break because of the coronavirus to kick off its MLS's back tournament. In a game between two Florida-based teams, Orlando City defeated Inter Miami 2-1. Like the English Premier League and others in Europe, the game was played without fans. Only support staff, broadcast crews, security, a dozen media members, and a few coaches and officials were allowed at the field. All wore masks. In a pregame demonstration, players from around Major League Soccer wore T-shirts supporting Black Lives Matter and other causes. The 22 starters took a knee at the center circle, an act that has also occurred on pitches in Europe. VOA's Jim Stevenson says Major League Soccer returned with coronavirus concerns very much a big story. Jim had that story and more in his latest game room, which you can hear anytime via VOAnews.com.
U.S. Major League Soccer is having a major problem with coronavirus. FC Dallas has withdrawn from the MLS's back tournament in Florida after 10 players tested positive for coronavirus. The league said on Monday that of the 557 players sequestered at a pair of Walt Disney World hotels, 13 tested positive, 10 from Dallas, 2 from Nashville, and 1 from Columbus. MLS Commissioner Don Garber said there was no choice but to take the Dallas club out of the tournament.
With the protocols that we have in place and the numbers of players that came into Orlando and tested positive, we just felt they would not be able to train, and ultimately it wouldn't be in accordance with what we think is in the best interest of the health and safety of Dallas, but also the rest of the teams that are coming in there, to have them to continue to participate in the tournament.
Garber remains confident in the health and social protocols for players being clustered together in the so-called Orlando bubble.
The best way for us to ensure that we have our players in an environment that protects them is to put them into a centralized location. We have health and safety protocols, regular testing, and this actually proves that the protocol is working, that they were, in essence, stopped before they entered the bubble. And once we saw that the numbers of players that were coming in from Dallas were testing the way they were, it was a fairly easy decision.
Commissioner Garber says the resumption of play has risks, and the MLS is ready to be flexible and react.
This tournament is something that's important to our league, but if any time we believe that anything is going to happen that's going to threaten their health and safety, then we're going to have to pivot and make decisions. You know, we're operating in this new COVID world, and we knew that there were going to be some risks, and that there were going to be some things that we would have to address on the fly as we were going through the protocols, and this is just an example of that.
So far, Garber is pleased as players on the 25 remaining teams begin play without fans at ESPN's Wide World of Sports complex at Disney World.
Right now, it's an extremely low percentage. The players that are there are safe, they're comfortable, they're training, they're eating, they're recreating, they're doing the things, again, in accordance with our protocols. They're wearing masks, they're socially distancing, they're managing their lives. We're going to have to just keep a close eye on it.
The MLS's back tournament replaces the 2020 season. It earns teams regular season points over the 50 games planned, and one club will emerge not only tournament champion on August 11th, but also claim a berth in the 2021 CONCACAF Champions League. The NBA season will restart on July 30th following its suspension in March because of coronavirus. Like every other sports league, the National Basketball Association is dealing with how to live and play amid the pandemic. One of its biggest stars is also serving as a role model. LeBron James wore a face covering as he worked out at the Lakers practice facility on Monday. The Lakers will take on the other Los Angeles franchise, the Clippers, in their first game back. Sports fans have a lot to hear each day on VOA. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports for the latest from Africa, the United States, and around the world.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro.
Find the Sunny Side of Sports on the radio, online, and as a podcast.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
I get it.
Major League Baseball is working toward a shortened 60-game season during the COVID-19 pandemic. But not so fast. A number of top players have announced they will not be participating as their teams are in training camp, with opening days scheduled for July 23rd and 24th. Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Mike Leake was the first player to announce he would sit out. Ryan Zimmerman, Ian Desmond, and David Price were among some of the notable names to follow soon after. Don't tell that to the Los Angeles Dodgers, World Series favorites for the past couple of seasons, and still looking for the team's first championship since 1988.
People are going to say whatever they say, but if there's an opportunity to win a championship, we're going to show up every day and work towards that goal and do everything we can to win it. We don't want to let anyone else have that trophy.
LA Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner says he and his teammates are thrilled to be back practicing in the newly renovated Dodgers Stadium.
Guys were sitting at home for 3 months now, wondering if this was even going to happen or if it was possible, and I think guys are just elated to be here and get going.
Pitcher Clayton Kershaw is happy to finally return.
I've missed this place. I love being here. Dodger Stadium is very special to me, and you know, if this 3 months taught me anything, is that, you know, I really miss the game. I love baseball. I miss playing. I miss pitching. I miss the guys, and it was a great feeling to come back today for sure.
Clayton is ready for a different season.
I think sitting on the outside and like just listening about 60 game season and how different that is and how this season with no fans and all this stuff is going to look different, and it's really true. It's not going to be like anything else we've done.
With all the changes,
we're all going through it on an exactly level playing field, and we're all going through the exact same postseason. And so whoever does win after this, it's going to be different. It's going to be a different champion, and you're going to still be a champion. But to say like there's an asterisk on it or things like that, I don't think is fair. So I think there needs to be like a whole different category for what this season is. But at the end of the day, I think if you win this season, it's going to feel pretty good no matter what.
Coronavirus virus remains a big concern, although Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says so far it has been a concern off the field.
A lot of the people that, you know, in sports that have tested positive, it wasn't as a result of, as in baseball, I know, it wasn't as a result of being at the facility. It's more things away from the facility itself.
Roberts is confident in measures being taken by the Dodgers and Major League Baseball.
Being diligent about the testing, the intake testing, will obviously give us an idea of where players are at, and if they do test positive, then we got to go through the protocols. But I'm really confident that the Dodgers and Major League Baseball are doing everything they can to identify positives and keep everyone safe.
And the Dodgers skipper thinks his team will be ready to go for opening day.
I do think that there's enough time for guys to get ready. I think guys, for the most part, have been very optimistic about playing. So with that, they've kept their arms, their bodies in shape. And we're going to get a few exhibition games on the back end of this. And I do think that we'll be ready to go.
That's Los Angeles Dodgers manager Dave Roberts. And thanks to my VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson, for that spicy game room package. The game room opens with new stories each week, or you can play anytime via voanews.com.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Spotty greetings. This is Sunday Dare, Minister of Youth and Sports Development, Nigeria. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Nigeria's Youth and Sports Minister, Sunday Dare, is trying to attract more corporate financial support for Nigerian sport. And I think Minister Dare must have appreciated a recent surprise donation to the Handball Premier League in Nigeria. To find out more, Iron Mike Mbonye contacted the president of Handball Federation of Nigeria, Sam Ocheho.
The sponsor of the Prudent Energy Handball Premier League, which is Prudent Energy and Services Limited, called us and made a surprise donation of 5.5 million naira to all the teams in the Handball Premier League, which equates to 250,000 naira per team, because we have 22 teams in the Premier League. I mean, it came as a major surprise to the board, it came as a surprise to the players, and a major surprise to the handball family in general. We were all shocked at this kind of humane donation. And what Prudent Energy and Services Limited said was this is their own contribution as part of the COVID-19 palliative. I mean, the truth is athletes are suffering because they are not doing what will give them some earnings. And because of that, a lot of them are looking, have been looking for some form of palliative or the other. And what this has shown to me is that we have the right sponsor. We have a sponsor which company we can term as a good company, because it is not only about sponsoring the sport to have competitions and all, but showing this side of the company, it will go a long way in ensuring that our humble stakeholders take our sponsor seriously. We are glad, we are excited, we are really, really happy with this development. And we say thank you to Prudent Energy and Services Limited.
What stage did the Handball League reach before its suspension due to the COVID-19 pandemic outbreak? Do you have plans to restart the league?
The Handball League was meant to commence in April, but unfortunately, unfortunately, before the commencement date, the Federal Ministry of Sport had placed a ban on the Federation's event because of the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. I mean, this was necessary to curtail the spread of the coronavirus. Hence, we all had to put on hold our activities for the year. The league has not started. As soon as the lockdown is lifted and the sporting activities can commence again, we will surely fix a new date. We should have planned ahead, but it's difficult to plan right now because this, we don't even have an idea of when this whole pandemic issue will be over. So that's why we've not come up with a date. The sponsor is ready. We are ready as a board, and I think the players are also ready. As soon as we see is a lockdown and sporting activities globally and in Nigeria are allowed, we will surely get back on the table and fix our date for the league.
Do you also have plans to develop the game and make it popular in Nigeria?
We have very good plans to develop the league and make it popular in Nigeria. We are already on that path. We've started, and I think handball is beginning to gain some ground in Nigeria. It's getting more popular. It might interest you to know that in the early 80s, handball was the second most popular team sport in Nigeria. Our goal and our vision is to take it back to that level of making it the second most popular team sport in Nigeria behind football, and also try to make handball in Nigeria the best across Africa. This is our goal. That's something we're doing. We're starting via grassroots. We've gone back to organizing all our competitions. February this year, we had our under 12 and under 15 competition before the lockdown started. We had plans to go for the under 18 and under 21 and also the league. So our general plan is to go back to the grassroots. One of our long-term plans is to also create academies across the six geopolitical zones where we have employed coaches taking, training athletes and rediscovering and rediscovering athletes across the six geopolitical zones.
That's Sam Ocheho, the president of Handball Federation of Nigeria. And Sam spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria.
Spotty greetings. This is Sam Ocheho, the president of Handball Federation of Nigeria. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on the Voice of America.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscast. Every hour, on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.
Thanks, Lori. That's my VOA colleague, Lori London. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Now let's go to Kenya, where trainers at a boxing club in Nairobi are offering lessons to children during a nationwide COVID-19 lockdown. Joining us with more details is VOA's Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. In March, the Kenyan government ordered the shutdown of schools nationwide to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. For months, school children have been forced to find a much-needed outlet. And in one area of Nairobi, dozens of kids have walked through the doors of the Mathari North Boxing Club, where trainers offer lessons to children who would otherwise be stuck indoors. Assistant boxing coach John Kamani tells Reuters News the kids learn about more than just the sport. Kamani says since the passing of the club's founder, trainers have taken over the gym and given back to the community free of charge. He says kids don't come to the boxing club to just learn the sport, they learn life lessons as well. The club was established in 1985, and before John Kamani became an assistant coach, he was one of several professional boxers who trained at the gym. Now, Kenyan Vanessa Wanjira trains there, and the 14-year-old says she has big dreams of one day becoming a champion.
Because I want to be a champion, and instead of staying in the slums, I come here and start training with my colleagues here in the gym. And I prefer training than hiding in the slums with those girls who can lead me to bad ways.
Andrew Odhiambo has boxed since he was 8 years old. Now 18, he says he wants to use the sport to help him give back to his community. Odhiambo says he knows everything about boxing and he wants to help his peers. And with more students coming in than trainers can handle, he comes in to help. He says when a coach is not in, he takes over training sessions so students won't miss a class. The gym has seen more and more neighboring kids coming in to train during the global pandemic, and the club is adhering to all social distancing and hygiene guidelines to fight the virus. Head coach Bernard Marui says he hopes the boxing program will help kids stay busy and out of trouble. And with training at such a high demand, Mathari North Boxing Club could be grooming the next Kenyan champion. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Cameroonian heavyweight Carlos Takam will be back in the boxing ring later Thursday night when he fights American Jerry Forrest in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a good opportunity for the 39-year-old Takam to show he's still a top heavyweight contender. The bout will be broadcast across the United States on ESPN television. Takam has a record of 38 wins, 5 losses, and 1 draw, with 28 knockouts, and Forrest has a professional record of 26 victories and 3 defeats with 20 knockouts. Carlos Takam took the fight with only 12 days' notice, but he looks to be in very good shape. At the official weigh-in, he tipped the scales at just under 246 pounds. Forrest weighed in at 225.5 pounds. Both fighters wore masks, but those masks will come off once they climb between the ropes. The bout will take place at what's now called the bubble at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. It's a protective quarantine bubble with no fans. If a fighter or any member of their team tests positive for the coronavirus either before the fight or after the official weigh-in, the fight is canceled. Access to the bubble is allowed only for those who have a dated and color-coded wristband allowing entry. Among the other protective measures, once a fighter arrives in Las Vegas for a bout, he or she is given a bucket, a water bottle, and a jump rope with their name on it to use for the duration of their stay. Upon departure, they can either take the equipment with them or discard it. Getting back to Carlos Takam, his biggest fight took place 3 years ago in Cardiff, Wales, where he gave a brave performance in a loss to world heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua. Takam entered the fight again as a late replacement, and he fought well before the referee stopped the fight in the 10th round after Joshua landed a flurry of punches. And that wraps up the July 9th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.